Welcome to Let's Talk EdTech. Elkhart instructional coaches discuss their favorite topics, have hot tip throwdowns, and bring their insight to teaching and learning using technology. Beth, Billy Joe, Holly, and other special guests dive deep into how to best use technology in your classroom. Hey everybody, this is Brian. Welcome back to Let's Talk EdTech. This is the last in my summer soapbox series. If you've been listening along all summer, I really appreciate it. And today I want to talk about how do you pick what to learn with all the technology, all the resources, all the things available. How do you spend time choosing what you need to learn next to grow as a professional? And I want to talk about a framework, and it sounds boring, but it's really helpful, so stick with me. But it's called TPAC, which stands for Technology, Pedagogy, and Content Knowledge. So if you're at a table, grab something to draw with. If you're driving, don't do that. But imagine three circles that overlap with one another. So it's a triple Venn diagram. So a circle, bottom left, bottom right, and on top, and they all cross over so that each circle represents a domain of knowledge. So circle one is your content knowledge. What do you know about the material that you're teaching? And this could be elementary reading. It could be high school chemistry. It doesn't really matter what it is, but it's your content expertise. The next circle is your pedagogy. What do you know about teaching itself? How do you engage with students? How do you assess? How do you build relationships? How do you manage the classroom? All that teaching stuff that comes with experience, it comes with training, comes with mentorship. And then the last circle is technology. So what do you know about the different tools you have available? What do you know about your teacher computer? What do you know about your student devices? What do you know about different apps or websites? And how do we just interact with technology? So those are our three domains. Now squish them closer together in your mind or on paper. You've got your Venn diagram. Each of these circles overlaps with one other circle. So your pedagogy and technology. How do we leverage technology to engage with students in teaching? How do we use technology to support our pedagogy in the classroom? And then your pedagogy and content. How do I teach lesson A versus lesson B based on the material? And then lastly, your content technology. Are you using a digital textbook? Are you using manipulatives? What are those content pieces that are supported by technology? Not in using them in the classroom, but just the content-based technology pieces you have available. So you've got overlaps there. And then the very middle is your TPAC, your center, your technology, content, and pedagogy knowledge. And how we to make decisions about instruction using that overlap of all three, that intersection, is kind of where I want to focus today. So if you're imagining your circles, you might be listening thinking, well, I know a ton about tech, but I'm a new teacher, and so my pedagogy circle might be a little bit smaller if we were to grow them or shrink them based on our experience. And I want to propose that that's a way you can kind of identify what you need to learn and find ways to seek out information to help you grow as an educator. So if you were to sketch out your Venn diagram, if you were to sketch out your spheres of experience or your spheres of the way you work, where are you lopsided? Is your technology bubble enormous because you're just always looking for new tools? You're looking for apps, you're looking for resources, but they're kind of disjoined from your pedagogy. Are we looking for tools that are improving or growing our capacity to teach children? Are you looking for content? Are you looking for content pieces that are technologically useful? Maybe they're digital. Maybe it's giving you some assessment tools or giving you some data that you can use, but maybe they're not really improving your teaching practices. Are you running into things where you're spending a ton of time making content, but not so much time teaching in the classroom? So it's a self-reflective exercise. This is not something that's really directing students to system A or to website A. It's really for you as a teacher to decide what you want to spend time learning. So my last summertime suggestion, my soapbox, is let's stop chasing stuff. There's always going to be stuff, and we've talked about that on the show before. How can you find things that will grow your small circles? How can you find people or conferences or videos or podcasts or books that will help you grow your smallest circle? So do some thinking today. What's your smallest circle? Do you need to improve your content knowledge? Do you need to research some new things that are coming out? I'm in the high school realm, and so there's always new information that maybe I'm going to incorporate someday in my classroom. Do you need to research technology? Have you been kind of a technology standoff? Do you need to do some learning about tools that are just available to you that might improve the way you work as a professional, might improve the way you assess, and might improve the way you collaborate with others? Do you need to dig into some of the new technologies that are available, or even just some of the available technologies that you haven't spent time looking at? Or do you need to get some pedagogy help? Do you need to read some books? Do you need to find a mentor teacher? Is a PLC working together to improve instruction? Have you gone and watched another teacher lately and reflected on what they do versus what you do? By focusing on your smallest circle, you're going to grow the overlap between the others, and you'll see some ways to improve all of those areas. And we want to have a balanced structure in terms of how we're teaching. We want to balance out those three and not be so lopsided in one over the other that we're missing opportunities. So that's something to think about. I've linked the TPAC website in the show notes if you want to go check out that link. The diagram's helpful. There's a ton of great writing, and there's a ton of great videos on this. So I encourage you to go check that out as you head back into your fall. Really spend some time thinking about how you want to grow this year, and hopefully that's a framework that'll help you. We will be back soon with some more episodes with the ladies. So Beth, Holly, and Billy Joe will all be back. And you'll be hearing some more great ideas from them. This is Let's Talk EdTech. Thanks for listening, and bye for now. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk EdTech. You can find today's episode notes and all the links you'll need at letstalked.tech. Don't forget to subscribe so you get a new episode every week.